Hey, nobody in particular. Once again, I've been thinking about stuff. And one of the things I've been thinking about is how calendars work. Now that sounds strange, and I'm going to keep this short, but for most of us, calendars work in such a way that you say, okay, and this month I'm going to go here, and this month I'm going to go there, and this week I have this, 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 and this, and these appointments are part and parcel of a free exercise of being where you want to be. Having plans. And what I want to say is that there's a class of folk out here in caregiver land who have no plans, whose daily plans are in abeyance, whose weekly plans, monthly plans, yearly plans are all just one blank sheet of paper because their life is one 24-hour period after another. When you're in that situation, you don't plan on next week. And I'm not saying this is that I'm a victim of this, because this isn't victimhood. This is real life, and I am certainly not the only person. I'm just nobody in particular. I'm not the only person who has this in their life. In fact, I would say that most everybody has something like this in their life. But in this case, truly, the days are 24 hours. The week is delineated by soccer on Sunday morning, if possible. When possible, as possible, and I enjoy it. Here's a shout out to the MIMO folk. You keep me alive and going. The other side is this. As long as I am a caregiver, my day is centered on the person that I'm caring for. And if that person requires my presence 24 hours a day, then who can I say that I won't be there? Well, that means, though, that today is whatever day, tomorrow is the next day, the week after that, but then, you know, the weekend does change a little bit, and Sunday I go play soccer. Then we're back on the cycle. But I'm just saying to you, take a moment. Think about those folks who can't plan beyond the next 8 hours, or the next 6 hours, or the next 4 hours, or the next day. That have no way of really and truly saying, okay, I'm going to take a trip next week, or do this, that, or the other. And they're unable to because of their commitments as caregivers. They're not victims. In many cases, they've chosen this, and they prefer this to any other solutions or situations that the person they're caring for might be in. Just think. Everybody doesn't get to plan like you get to plan. Everybody doesn't get to leave the house like you get to leave the house. Everybody else. There's not all the same, and I'm nobody in particular. There's a few of me around. We're nobody in particular. I'm nobody in particular. I'm not a victim. I'm a caregiver. And here to all caregivers. Nobody in particular out.